From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam, and the winner is...
Rio de Janeiro.
And with International Olympic Committee President Jacques Roga's announcement that Rio will host the 2016 Olympics, a huge roar went up from 50,000 people gathered on Rio's famed Copacabana beach. And while they're dancing in Rio, they're standing in stunned silence in Chicago. NPR's David Shaper was in Chicago's Daily Plaza when the announcement came.
A lot of people are being fairly diplomatic about how they feel about the president going there and trying to make the case for the city of Chicago. I think a lot of people from Chicago thought President Obama would seal the deal. When he didn't, and the city was eliminated in the first round, there are a lot of people just stunned, and some even questioning if maybe his standing in the rest of the world isn't what we thought it was.
NPR's David Shaper, Rio also beat Madrid and Tokyo to win the bid. The CBS employee who allegedly tried to extort comedian David Letterman heads to court within the hour. Robert Halderman is charged with grand larceny. NPR's Robert Smith reports.
New York City prosecutors say the story is just as David Letterman told it on his show last night. A producer for the CBS show 48 Hours allegedly threatened to reveal scandalous information if Letterman didn't write a check for $2 million. Letterman did write that check, but not before he tipped off police. They were listening in when Robert Halderman accepted the money. Manhattan DA Robert Morgenthau.
New York will not tolerate the coercion or extortion of anyone, be the victim rich or poor, famous or anonymous.
Morgenthau refused to reveal exactly what information Halderman had obtained. Much of it will come out if there's a trial. Letterman himself admitted last night that he had had sex with staffers on his show. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.
Israel has released a video of a captured soldier that appears to show him unharmed after more than 3 years of captivity. Israel released 19 female Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the proof of life. NPR's Peter Kenyon has more.
In the video, which lasts about a minute, 23-year-old Shalit is shown sitting in a chair against a white wall holding a newspaper dated September 14th of this year. He appears pale, but near the end of the video, he stands up and takes a few steps. The video, shot by Hamas militants, was delivered to Israel through the efforts of Egyptian and German mediators. At the same time, Israel released 19 Palestinian prisoners, all women, some of whom were slated for release soon. A 20th prisoner was due to be released Sunday. Both sides hope the modest exchange will set the stage for a broader prisoner swap involving Shalit and hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. Some analysts hope such a deal would also prompt Israel to ease the punishing blockade it has imposed on the Gaza Strip. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are down 8 points to 95.01. The Nasdaq is down 2 to 20.55. This is NPR. Indonesian rescuers pulled two women from debris of a collapsed college 2 days after a powerful earthquake devastated West Sumatra. Emergency workers in Padang say the 19-year-old student and teacher were conscious and suffering no life-threatening injuries. Rescuers say they're hearing cries of help from underneath a destroyed hotel as well. In another section of Padang, residents say they're getting no help and still using shovels and their bare hands to dig out bodies. The UN says 1,100 people were killed in the 7.6 magnitude quake. The Swiss multinational Nestle says it will stop purchasing milk from a farm owned by the wife of President Robert Mugabe of Zimbabwe. Nestle said it sourced milk from her farming estate and others, and to help prop up Zimbabwe's ailing dairy industry. NPR's Ophelia Quist-Arkton reports.
The decision by Nestle comes after human rights activists called for a boycott of their products. Grace Mugabe's Gushungo dairy estate in Zimbabwe is believed to be among the profitable commercial farms seized from mainly white owners as part of controversial land reforms. The policy led to the collapse of the agriculture-based economy. Nestle said it had been buying milk directly from Gushungo after the dairy board of Zimbabwe, the local processor, was no longer in a position to do so, but that the situation had been reversed. Mrs. Mugabe, her husband, the president, and a number of senior Zimbabwean officials remain under targeted U.S. and European Union sanctions. Nestle, based in Switzerland, is not bound by these sanctions. Ophelia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
The nation's unemployment rate climbed to 9.8% last month as employers slashed more jobs than expected. Economists say the report shows the recovery is still fragile. Analysts predict the job rate will go to 10% before it's over. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News, Washington.